Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Ron Kelly Show. How are you? How's it going? Good to be here. Glad to be here. Great to be here with you all today. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much. Shout out to our affiliate, WWPR 1490 AM. I want to know everybody how everybody's doing down there. Actually, I have a email address for you. It's theronkellyshow@aol.com. That's theronkellyshow@aol.com. That's for our affiliate members, affiliate listeners. The email address, once again, is theronkellyshow@aol.com. It's great to be here. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. On the heels of the death of Nelson Mandela, you know, people like Nelson Mandela only come around once in a lifetime. And we're going to talk about this just a little bit with my co-host and colleague, Janice. Scott Taylor is here. Janice, how are you? Okay, all right. We're having a problem getting Janice here. But anyway, we'll continue.
I'm here.
Okay. Okay, all right. When I say Janice, that means talk. Hi, Janice.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. A little bit behind the eight ball here, but still good to be here. Everybody at the Ron Kelly Show, Janice Scott Taylor. On the heels, as I said earlier, the death of Nelson Mandela. What can you say, Janice? What can you say, actually, about someone, such a great figure as Nelson Mandela, gave up 27 years of his life for what he believed in. Now, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody, any of these, so-called leaders, but you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody these days who would be willing to give up 27 days of their lives, never mind 27 years. Years. What were your thoughts when you heard that, you know, what are people saying around you? What were your thoughts when you heard that Nelson Mandela had passed away?
I was hurt. We knew it was coming, but after the initial shock of, you know, knowing now that he's no longer here, we've lost such a great icon, a great man, a man of peace. I was listening to President Clinton talk about the great relationship him and they both had with each other. He was stuck with him during his time when he was in office, and they continue being friends. And all that he's done for around the world, he didn't separate anything. He had no harsh words for anyone. It was always peace and love, and everybody loved him. The black and the white down in Africa, they finally got together as one. And we won't have that again. We won't have that type of man again, I don't believe.
Well, I mean, probably not in our lifetime. Time. Certainly, there are folks who are on. But you know, he, as you said, an iconic figure. You know, people like Martin Luther King Jr. and Nelson Mandela, folks like that. I mean, the so-called leaders we have today, and again, I apologize for saying so-called, but the Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton, who I have a high degree of respect for, Reverend Sharpton, and some of these other folks, are just not, you know, they're just not king-like. They're not Mandela-like. They, you know, these men were willing to give it all up. They would put themselves on the line. Reverend King, who was beaten, set upon by dogs and whipped with clubs and thrown in jail and all the things that happened to him, and even knowing that he was going to die, he knew. You know, Reverend King knew that at some point somebody was going to try to take him out. He knew when he said it in his last speech. He said, "I may not get there with you." And he was telling everybody that he knew that that someone was going to try to take him out, and consequently or subsequently they did. And just Nelson Mandela, just you know, you're just not going to find anybody in this day and age like Nelson Mandela. And you know, the point I guess I'm trying to make is people say, well, one person can't make a difference. But in this case, Janice, one person did make a difference. Nelson Mandela passed away at the age of 95 years old. And I was watching, actually I was watching Reverend Al Sharpton yesterday, and I was struck by what Chris Matthews was a hardball at MSNBC. I was struck by what he said about the 27 years that Nelson Mandela spent in prison when he could have been doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got out of prison. I believe Nelson was in his 50s when he got out of prison, somewhere around there. And, you know, he could have been out here, out in the world, making a difference. And see, this is the whole idea behind putting the South Africans, the Klerks, the Dutch people, who probably shouldn't, well, I don't want to say they shouldn't have been there, but the Dutch who actually started apartheid in South Africa and in the motherland where black folks originated, allegedly, and they're down there killing and denying black folks of their rights. And, you know, it's a sad statement to, he could have been out here doing something, but instead he was wasting away in prison when he could have been out here doing something. And again, this is what this regime, the Klerk regime, the people who were running South Africa, that was the whole idea. Lock them up, put them away, quiet people out. You know, again, with Martin Luther King, that whole idea was to kill him, shut him up, and the civil rights movement would die, and subsequently it did. And folks kind of, you know, it was never the same again once Martin Luther King was assassinated. But the South African government did not assassinate Nelson Mandela. They just put him in jail. And he could have been out here doing something. And but he was in jail for nearly 30 years of a life sentence. Because he was sentenced to life, and he only did the 27 years. Now, former President Reagan, when the bill was brought up for Congress to vote for sanctions against South Africa, President Reagan vetoed it, said no. Not sure what his reasoning was, but former President Reagan said no. And just recently, Vice President Cheney, or former Vice President Cheney, who was the vice president under George W. Bush, said that he didn't regret his decision 20 years ago to vote against sanctions for South Africa. Just mind-boggling, just absolutely mind-boggling. And, you know, when people talk about former President Reagan and, oh, he was this and he was that and the great one and all of this stuff, you know, you got to remember that President Reagan vetoed the bill, because the bill had passed in Congress. And President Reagan vetoed the bill that would have allowed sanctions to be placed against South Africa. And what eventually happened was the Congress overrode the president's veto, and the sanctions were put on South Africa anyway, which led to Nelson Mandela being freed from jail and shortly thereafter becoming the president of South Africa, which was a amazing miracle at the time, because no one ever thought that the president of South Africa would ever be black, the same way none of us ever thought the president of the United States would ever be black. Some folks are saying he's not. But anyway, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back, and we'll talk a little bit more about Nelson Mandela. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com online and at WWPR 1490 AM.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on YourTalkRadio.com.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkittPromotions.com.
Burkitt Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkittPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkittPromotions.com.
BurkittPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkitt Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkittPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkittPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready?
Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show featuring Janice Scott Taylor. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Absolutely, how can I say it? Absolutely tickled to death, like my mother used to say, to be here with everyone today, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. The phone number here is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. The chat room is wide open for your thoughts and comments on the death of Nelson Mandela. Shouts out to Todd from Right Wing Radio, who called in last week, who is a host here at the station. And, you know, thank you, Todd, for your insight, because I don't feel as hard against Republicans as I did before I talked to Todd. Todd definitely softened me up just a little bit now, not that much now. I'm not going to be a Republican next week. But Todd softened me up just a little bit. You know, Janice, the healthcare situation might not be going that great for the president, but the employment numbers are staggering. The report came out with 203,000 jobs that were created in the last month, which is astounding. And the unemployment rate has gone down to 7%, which is amazing. So the president might not be doing that good on healthcare, but he's doing pretty good with the employment numbers, where employment is a flat 7% now. And last month there were 203,000 non-farm jobs created. So kudos to the president, who will be going to South Africa to attend the state funeral for Nelson Mandela. The president, or President Obama, will definitely be in the house with Mrs. Obama down in South Africa next week, actually. And the National Action Network actually is holding a vigil for Nelson Mandela at the South African Consulate on 36th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue in Manhattan. It's going down about 6:30. So if anybody who's in the East wants to attend, definitely go on out and, in the rain and honor the man, the legend, Nelson Mandela, who passed away at the age of 95. And Janice, you're right that it was expected. I mean, you know, the man was 95 years old. It was expected that at some point he would pass. And then there were the I know you remember the rumors that were going around. One, that he had died. You remember that? Did you remember they were saying that he had actually died?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was just online a couple of hours ago, and I was reading some crazy stuff they had on there. Was a conspiracy saying that he had been put on machines to be kept alive because of something that was happening in South Africa, voting or something to that effect. I'm not quite sure. But he had been passed away before it was announced. And I said, you know, people come up with the darndest things to say, you know, but he, at 95 years old, and for him to accomplish all the things that he did and to bring the country together, South Africa, you know, the blacks and the white together, and he didn't have any animosity towards being in jail. He had to let it all go. He let all of that go in order for him to do the things that he needed to do in his life and for the people of South Africa. And, I mean, he's just an amazing man, an amazing man.
See, and you're not going to find anybody this day and age, you're not going to find anybody who's going to you're not going to find anybody these days who's going to put it all on the line, much like Nelson Mandela and you know, and other people, Martin Luther King and such. You're not going to find that. And you know, so one person can make a difference. One man can make a difference. One man did make a difference. Spent 27 years of his life in prison. And again, as I said earlier, by the time he got out of jail, he was in his 50s. And but he still long enough to make his mark. And what happens here, or what it does actually, is that it renews your faith in human nature when you think about people like Nelson Mandela, who gave of himself, who, you know, cared more about others than he did about himself. You're just not gonna, you know, you're just not gonna find that these days. So, you know, so yeah, condolences to the Mandela family. I'm sure there are vigils going on outside the Mandela's house, Nelson Mandela's house, actually, right about now, in South Africa. So, as I said earlier, there's going to be a vigil at the South African consulate in New York City in a couple of hours. And there's a lot going on. There's a lot being said. And, you know, you just have to, even if you're not someone of public service, even if you're not someone who gives of himself, you just have to at least consider it when you think about the contributions that Nelson and Martin and Medgar Evers and some of the other people, dead and alive, gave of themselves for the benefit of others. So it just has to make you kind of want to do something and make a small contribution. And we can't all be Martins and Nelsons, but there's something that we, each of us, can do, Janice. There's a little something that we can do. It doesn't have to be anything big or largely significant, but you just want to, after seeing what these men have done, you know, you have to be inhuman not to want to do something for somebody after it. Just reflecting on Nelson Mandela spending 27 years in jail. And I'm sure it wasn't like an American jail where you get three hots in a cot and it's comfortable and you get to play cards and you get to go to school and all of that stuff. It's not like an American jail. We're talking about a jail in South Africa for a black person that the white people despised and hated.
Yeah.
You know, so how many times did he get beat while he was in there? How many, you know, how many decent meals did he get?
Wow. You know?
It's mind-boggling because I'm sure they treated him like crap. They probably beat him, you know, burned him, tortured him, didn't feed him, starved him, didn't give him any water. I'm sure they did all kinds of stuff to him for all those 27 years that he spent in there, and he came out without being bitter. Not bitter at all. Yeah, if he was, then he didn't say anything to anybody, but he wasn't even bitter. At all. So Nelson Mandela, dead at the age of 95. You know, our hearts go out to his family, and we appreciate, can't thank him enough for the contributions that he made to our society. All right, everybody, the official website of The Ron Kelly Show is www.theronkellyshow.com. That's www.theronkellyshow.com. where you can find a complete history of The Ron Kelly Show, pictures of me and folks and who have been on the show. And, of course, The Ron Kelly Show merchandise store, where you can purchase merchandise emblazoned with The Ron Kelly Show logo. So when you step out your door with your T-shirt or your gym bag or whatever you purchase from The Ron Kelly Show merchandise store, you'll let everybody know, like, hey, you know what, I'm smart because I listen to The Ron Kelly Show. And this portion of The Ron Kelly Show is brought to you by Wanda Wilson and the Five Links Energy Program. Now, we caught a break so far. It hasn't been that cold, but in the West and Midwest, it's freezing out there. Now, if you happen to live in a state that has been deregulated or the utilities have been deregulated, you can choose your own supplier, which means that you can save money on your gas and electric by choosing the person that you want to supply your gas and electric with. And you could even set up where you can pay the APR, which is the fluctuating rate, or you can fix your rate and pay just one rate throughout. So just go online and log on to log on to www.5links.net. That's links with an X. www.5links.net/Wanda50. That's www.5links.net/Wanda50. And all the information is right there for you, along with some other opportunities, business opportunities, and other utility where you can save money on phone bills and such. So it's www.5links.net/Wanda50. All right, we're about halfway through. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Online, it's blogtalkradio.com. And on the air, it's WWPR 1490 AM. And once again, for our affiliate, the email address is theronkellyshow@AOL.com. That's the Ron Kelly Show at AOL.com for our affiliate, WWPR 1490 AM. All right. So I'm hearing that the healthcare, I know we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, Janice, and I'm hearing that the healthcare, I don't have my iPad in front of me, but I'm hearing that the healthcare situation is getting a little better. I think there's 30 or 40,000 or so folks were able to sign up in a day. So what do you think? You think we're going to make some progress there or what? What's going on?
I am so glad, so glad that, you know, that it's finally coming to that. People are lining, you know, they're signing up and getting on, and there's still little glitches there, but at least now that, you know, they can get on and you don't hear a whole lot of talk about it, and, you know, and it's a good thing. Again, like you were saying earlier about President Obama, you know, he's down as far as that and up as far as jobs-wise, but it's going to get better. You know, I know that it's going to get better. Once you got to get the students now to log on and for them to get insurance for themselves now. So that's what they're waiting on.
Yeah, I think that, it's you know, I feel bad for the people who lost their insurance. Feel bad, feel horrible, feel awful.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does get better, and hopefully there'll be some relief. And not only with the folks get on who have lost their health insurance, but, I mean, the folks get on who didn't have any, but hopefully the people who did have, the people who lost theirs will be able to get theirs back shortly. So let's hope that can happen. There was a woman in, this is something that I read today. There was a woman in Canada who lost her lottery tickets worth about $70 million. Don't you know they tracked her down, found her, and gave her money? They tracked a woman down, found her, and gave her her money. Now, you know, in America, they don't be doing that. You know, if you don't, in America, you know, they'd be more than happy to keep your winnings. So what they'll do in America is if you don't show up, they ain't looking for you. But in Canada, they were able to find the woman because they looked at the videotape of the store where the ticket was bought. And it's because they know where the ticket was bought and they know what time the ticket was bought. So all they did was they looked at the footage of the videotape inside that store and at the time that the ticket was sold, and they found the woman and they gave her her money. Now, you know, in America, you know how many times you've heard of the jackpots being lost, or they're telling you like the day before you can't claim it, they'll tell you that there's a day left and there's a $90 million pot sitting there and nobody's claimed it so far. And in America, they'll be more than happy to keep your money. But in Canada, lo and behold, and I found that to be amazing, lo and behold, they did find a woman, and they gave her her money. So shout out to Canada. No wonder people are always running up there, besides running from the law, besides running from the law. No wonder people are always going up there and going up there to escape America, the hardcore America. Speaking of Mandela, Idris Elba, my brother from another mother, Idris Elba is going to play Mandela. Just brother, everybody tells me I look like him. I don't see it, but I guess everybody else does. But the premiere, the movie just premiered, Mandela: Long Walk to Freedom, just premiered, and Nelson Mandela died at the premiere. Not he wasn't there physically, but his death correlated with the timing of the premiere of the movie. So now they have Idris Elba. It looks a lot better than Nelson Mandela did, but they're going to have him him play Mandela, possibly for the accent or whatever the case may be, because Idris Elba is British, and I guess he can fake a South African or an African accent. So I'm interested to see what the movie. I'm interested to see the movie and to see how well Idris Elba did playing Nelson Mandela. But he died right about the time the movie came out. So we'll see what happens. Everybody's talking about the death of Paul Walker from the movie series Fast and Furious. It's all out there. People are all talking about him dying in the car with someone else driving. See, that's why you got to tell people to slow down, Janice. You got to tell crazy people to know. You ever been in a car with somebody just out and out crazy? I don't know what happened in this particular vehicle. I'm going to veer away from that for a second. But I've been in cars with people who drove like they was crazy. Now I'd be like, look, you got to let me out right here. Let me out right here. I don't care how far away I am from home. I'll take a cab. I'll take a bus. I'll walk. Whatever. You know, because I drove with some people who was crazy. And evidently, this gentleman was crazy. And, you know, see, those. And another thing, too, Janice, those cars are dangerous. I have one. You know, I have a 370Z car that's built for speed, period. Because it's not comfortable. it's built for speed. Big, you know, wide tires, low to the ground, powerful engine, does 180 miles an hour, built for speed. Straight up. And those cars are very, very dangerous. Because I even noticed on mine how you can hit a subtle bump and I can lose control of it. You know. So I respect mine. Because I don't want to be bad, I enjoy it, but I don't want to be buried in it. So, now, was that the case with them? Was somebody driving crazy? I don't know. But those cars are dangerous, and anybody who has one needs to respect it. Needs to respect that, because those cars are very, very dangerous.
I was looking at the tape that they played last night on the news of how fast the car was going compared to someone else just driving at the regular speed, and it was going pretty fast. They timed it, and those cars, do they actually go up to 300 miles an hour or something like that?
I don't know if that particular car went, I have to look it up, the Porsche, the car was a few years old. I don't know if that was the case, but I did see that tape too, and it showed it was behind a wall. It looks like the car was behind a wall, or because you couldn't see the actual accident, but you could see the poles falling. As the car hit them, the light pole fell, and then something else fell.
But they actually showed, they actually showed another tape, where he pulled out and he started driving just before he got to the pole. And so someone else was driving their car to see how fast it took them to get to the pole. And it took them a while before they can get to the pole. So they're saying that he was driving fast.
Very fast. Because all you saw was a wheel. All you saw was a wheel. Yeah. You couldn't even tell if the car was a car. All you could see was a wheel. That's it. So just somebody starts driving crazy, get out. Get out the car. I tell you, I sure will. There was a there's a story where two men, well, actually, the story is the HIV returns in two men. Now, there were two guys who needed bone marrow transplants because they had cancer. And after the bone marrow transplants, they became undetectable, where they couldn't find the disease. And they were able to come off their medication. But they're reporting now that the men have, it has returned. So I guess that's disappointing news for that. You know, a lot of people think that there's a cure out there somewhere. I know I'm bouncing around everybody a little bit. Bear with me. I'll get back to on point here. But most people believe that there's a cure out there, Janice. But there's no money in a cure, you know. There's no money in a cure. So you have to keep people sick. I know it sounds sick. It sounds gory and horrible and disgusting. But there's more money in treatment than there is in the cure. Look at polio, for example. Once they cured polio, people still get polio shots, I guess, but once they cured it, that's it. You know, you don't need treatment anymore. You don't need those special shoes anymore, whatever, braces and stuff for your feet and your legs. Nobody needed that stuff anymore. So it does make a little bit of sense. I know I'm going conspiracy theorist here, but it does make a little bit of sense that they it does make a little bit of sense that, you know, there might be some truth to that. In other words, there might be some truth to that, because people, there is no money in a cure. There's no money in a cure. So that would be horrible to find that out, that there's been a cure for AIDS all this time and millions of people have died from it. That would be a horrible story. That's just something I wanted to bring up. All right, everybody. We'll take another break and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the president and some other things that are going on in this world. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com online. And on the air, it's WWPR 1490 AM.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and three children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is that all could have been detected early with a simple test. But Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more
Are you ready?
More of the best
hardcore internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Online, it's the www.blogtalk.com/TheRonKellyShow. And on the air, on broadcast radio, it's WWPR 1490 AM. The website for The Ron Kelly Show is www.theronkellyshow.com. It's very simple. It's www.theronkellyshow.com, where you can go in there and find out information about me. There's pictures. There's all types of stuff. And also The Ron Kelly Show merchandise store, where you can purchase Ron Kelly Show merchandise. So definitely do drop in. It's www.theronkellyshow.com. On Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show. Nearly 4,000 Facebook followers. Thank you so much, everybody. On Twitter, it's The Ron Kelly Show. And everywhere you look, it's The Ron Kelly Show. And actually, on Stitcher.com, you can find The Ron Kelly Show on demand. You can listen to episodes of The Ron Kelly Show on Stitcher from LATalkRadio.com. And you can also listen to episodes of The Ron Kelly Show on iTunes as well. You just look, you know, you just go on iTunes if you have an iPhone, and you don't have to pay. You just have to sign up for the podcast. You don't have to pay anything. On Stitcher, you don't pay. You don't have to pay to listen to The Ron Kelly Show. And actually, if you want to listen to the archives online, you can go to blogtalk.com/TheRonKellyShow, and there's every show that has been done here so far is there. So you can check us out over there as well. And you can check me out on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. It's Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly, 8 p.m. Wednesday nights. Co-hosting is right now, temporarily, Lamont Gates from Real Social Talk. He'll be on a couple nights with me. And we'll be doing our thing for you on Wednesday night. So Wednesday night, it's a Real Talk Live with yours truly, Ron Kelly. It's on blogtalkradio.com/Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly. You can check me out on it at 8 o'clock. A different Ron Kelly, or a different me, I should say, from the conservative news guy on The Ron Kelly Show. You can check me out. Well, I go wild and crazy on Real Talk Live with yours truly. You can know what I'm really thinking about. It's just a couple of minutes before the hour, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today right here on The Ron Kelly Show. We definitely appreciate it. You know, a lot of radio personalities tell you that they appreciate it. And you might think, like, what do they care? But this one does appreciate it. Absolutely, I do. I appreciate you listening to the show. I appreciate all the folks who have clicked on the like button on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. As I said, nearly 4,000. And this has just been within the last couple months of this year, so we really appreciate the love that's been sent out to me and Janice on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. Do drop in over there. You can leave a message. You can post. There's information over there, too, as well. So definitely you can visit the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook. And you will be glad you did. All right, we talked a little bit about Nelson Mandela, who passed away at the age of 95 years old. Lasted a long time, Janice. Most people don't live that long. 95 years old. But I saw a film, a clip of Nelson Mandela and the former Prime Minister of Britain. And Nelson was walking real slow. As a matter of fact, the Prime Minister was helping him walk. So he was in pretty bad shape leading up to his death. And as we talked a little bit earlier about all the rumors and innuendo, and people were saying that he had actually died. And as you said, people said he had actually passed away. And people were saying that, and that they're holding off because of violence. They're afraid that something might happen, that people might go off because Nelson died. So I guess at that time, as you said, there was something going on, and I don't subscribe to the nonsense that he's been dead for the last year or so. I don't subscribe to that, but, you know, stranger things have happened, because right now they're saying that Yasser Arafat, who used to be the president of Palestine, and the leader of the Palestinian people, they're now saying that he was poisoned. Of course, you know, they're blaming the Israelis for that. Now, do we know? No, we don't know for sure what happened. But these things do happen where people are taken out in different various ways, not just getting shot, but, you know, poisoning, doing it undercover. And this thing, these things do happen. So it was absolutely plausible that somebody could have slipped Nelson Mandela and Mickey. It's very, very possible. But, of course, as we later discovered, that rumor was found to be untrue. But he was in the hospital at that time, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yeah, he had been in and out of the hospital.
Right, and the situation was bad. The situation was bad. Yeah. He had been in a hospital. The situation was bad. So, you know, it's a sad day. It's a sad day in the civil rights community. It's a sad day all across the country as everyone mourns the loss of Nelson Mandela. But, you know, if everybody just did something, Janice, if everybody just did something to help somebody else, you know, it would be a beautiful thing. If you really want to honor the legacy and the memory of Nelson Mandela, go out and do something for somebody. Go out and help someone. Do something. Yeah. Give something. Donate. You know what I mean? Do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that would be the best. That would be the best way to honor the memory of Nelson Mandela, is to do something. Just do something.
Anything, you know. Pay,
anything.
You can pay someone's bills. You know, you can.
I don't know about that.
Well, it has happened. You know, buy someone's
pay
groceries.
Pay their toll.
You know, toll or something. Just
I'll
or just
toll
say
toll
something.
Yeah, I'll pay the toll. Hey. Here's a toll for the person behind me, you know, $1.50 or whatever, you know, here you go. Here's for the person behind me on the parkway or whatever highway I may be on somewhere in America. Here's for the person behind me. You know, I don't know if I want to pay somebody's bills now. But if you have the money, you know, if you have the money, I'd pay somebody's bills.
Yeah.
The Mega Millions jackpot is $297 million. And
wow.
If I was to be so blessed to win it, I'm definitely going to try to help somebody. I'm not going to keep the money for myself. I mean, will I live well? Yes. I will be on the sidelines in Dallas. I will be sitting with Jerry Jones in his box. I will be sitting next to Jay-Z, floor seats at the Nets games. And not because I want to see the Nets, because they stink right now. I just want to be there down at the floor to see who else is down there. I will be hopping on and off private jets. No more taking your shoes off at the airport. I don't think so. And I'm not going to be carrying no bags. So will I live fabulously? Yes. Will I live stupidly? No. But that definitely would help others. You know, because there's a guy who stands like where I'm employed. The guy goes up and down the car, in the middle of the cars, you know, with a cup. And people are so cruel, Janice.
Yes.
People are so cruel. Now, let me ask you this. Now, if you saw somebody begging for change, what would you think? Would you?
I know for me how I am. When someone's like that, I'll give them the money or either I'll take them in somewhere and buy them something to eat.
Well, that's very noble of you. I think that what happens in a lot of cases is that people will judge the person. Oh, they're going to get some
right.
wine, or they're going to get high, or they're going to do something they ain't got no business. But
that's
you can't
true.
Do that, though, because if a person
nope.
is going to buy drugs or whatever with the money, see, you know what people have to understand is that you can't judge. You know, if the person, whatever, see, here's the thing. I did my job, you know. My job was to give the person the money. I did my job. Now, if what they do with it is their business. They want to go buy drugs with it. They want to buy wine or whatever the case may be. That's on them. See, I gave them an opportunity to eat or whatever it was that they need to do. Now, if they turn around and go do something that they want to do, then that's different. That's different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I believe that you know, what I believe is that I should do my part by giving, which I do. And as a guy there, I don't give to him every day, but every couple of days I give him a dollar or two every couple of days. You know, I give him a dollar or two every couple of days. And this way, my job is done. So if they want to go out and buy wine or crackhead or whatever they want to be, then fine, that's fine. That's fine, you know. But I know that I did my part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did my part. So you can't, you know. So you can't judge. And then when somebody judges you, you're all up in arms. You know, well, you can't be judging me. You have to remember, you know, when you point a finger at somebody, three of your fingers point back at you. Now point at somebody and look at your hand. You'll see three of those fingers are pointing back at you. So you have to know that you can't be, you can't just judge a person and based on what you think they're going to do. If you're going to give somebody something, give it to them. If you're not going to give it to them, keep moving. But don't judge. Don't judge. All right, there's a couple minutes left of the broadcast. You can catch the show on our Wednesday broadcast. In addition to Real Talk Live with yours truly, this show, or the Ron Kelly Show, airs also on WWPR 1490 AM. It's our affiliate where we actually air. And online, it's blogtalkradio.com. Now, you can also catch the broadcast on line at WWPR 1490 AM. It's 1490WWPR.com. And you can catch the broadcast there as well. So we're streaming on blogtalkradio.com and 1490WWPR.com. And we're on the air at WWPR 1490 AM. Turn your car radio on and your job, wherever you are, and you can hear the broadcast free of computers and nonsense. So I guess we got to break out of here in a few minutes, Janice. We got about a minute and a half left, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Shouts out to Todd, Right Wing Radio. Definitely enjoyed you, man. I'll be reaching out to you and be calling into your show. Maybe we can collaborate on something. Shouts out to my homeboy, Lamont Gates, who does a bang-up, fantastic, stupendous job with me here on Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly, which you'll probably hear, you know, it's Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. So shouts out to him, and I'll see him on Wednesday on the other show, Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly. There's a website, there's a Facebook page for that as well. It's Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly. On Facebook, you can go over there. A couple hundred people so far in a short period of time we've been on the air with that show. A couple hundred people already on the broadcast. So appreciate that. Thank you so much for the love that you've shown us and me over the years. So, and that's it. I think, you know, again, say a prayer for Nelson Mandela and pray that more people come along like him, because if they don't, we'll be in serious trouble. Because Nelson Mandela was one of a kind. And there'll never be another person like him, as Janice iterated earlier. There'll never be another person like him. So, okay, Janice, we're out of here. We'll see you back here next week, next Friday afternoon.
Okay.
I went through a whole show without saying what day it is. I got to the end and blew it. Anyway, thank everybody so much for joining us. We'll see you back here again soon. So take care of yourself. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but together we certainly have it all. Thank you so much. We have left the building.
There was a need in talk radio. And what one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on NorthTalkRadio.com.